KJC.
4HKX, Jerry, you still there? KO4HKX, monitoring.
Hey, Patrick, I just stepped away. I didn't hear you the first time. I just stepped out of the room. You doing okay? N4DJC. Noise that time, Patrick. You must be in a bad location.
Try it again. I said the power's out up here and I'm on my handheld.
Time. Power has anything going on?
Storm come through and now it's coming back around again.
Down then. We ain't had a drop of rain in 2 days and that drives the dog bone here. Stay out of it if you can, I'm sure.
Love it. I'm on the covered porch outside, sitting here watching the rain.
Right here. Just cut my grass on, cut it on edge. It's done turned brown.
Quite a bit of rain coming, though, over the weekend and the first part of the week.
Oh, well, that, tropical storm or whatever coming back up that way. It doesn't seem to rain here quite as bad as it does other places. We ain't been paying the preacher enough, I don't guess.
Up here in Transylvania County, it's the land of waterfalls, but we call it where land where waterfalls because it rains so much.
It's something about Asheville in that area up there, they said they actually get more rain in the Asheville area than they do in Portland, Oregon, where it's supposed to rain all the time. Or Washington State, one of the, I can't remember now, but one of the states is supposed to have a lot of rainfall. They got more in your area than they do on the West Coast.
It rains up here quite a bit. We'll get the afternoon thunder showers pretty much every day. It's not uncommon.
Don't have a lot to do with that, though. You kind of get trapped in there, and it rains. It does the same thing when I go up towards Highlands that way. It'll rain. It'll have a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Be over in 30 minutes. But it'll be like a gully washer for about 30 minutes, an hour there.
They usually don't last too long. They'll come through, and just like this one, it knocked the power out for a little bit and moved on, and now it's coming back around, and it'll move on again. They don't stay long.
You doing okay? You got your truck all set up?
Everything's doing good. The only problem I'm dealing with right now is just being able to get product in a timely manner.
It ain't getting any better in some places. Some stuff looks like I see more of it than people. Some of the stuff we've been getting, people are panic buying again already, and just keep some of the stuff we just stocked up on it. We stay stocked up, but we didn't never really let up on it, so we're gonna be okay. But yeah, I've seen a lot of people come out with just two or three grocery carts full of Sam's every once in a while.
This is our weekend for our trip to Sam's. We go every 2 weeks. So I mean, I don't have to go that often, but we go every 2 weeks for her dad and my stepdad. My grandfather and her grandmother, we buying for several families.
Well, it's too convenient. Ours is only about a mile and a half away. So we'll run by there and run by the Walmart after we go there sometimes. Me and wife already been to Sam's and Walmart Publix today, so she's got everything she needs for a while. But we don't go as often as we used to. We go maybe every, like I said, maybe. Well, it's like I said, it's too convenient unless we need prescriptions or something like that. We usually go maybe once a week or maybe once every 10 days.
Yeah, we try to keep it every 2 weeks, and then sometimes we got to go more often, but the thing is, it's about 20 miles from the house, and Walmart's about 10 miles.
Two of us, we don't get as much as we used to, and some things we'll go ahead and stock up on when we can find them, but we just don't have much room to store. Maybe we won't have a freezer or anything like that anyway. We don't get a lot of frozen stuff anymore. So we're pretty we're pretty close to stuff, and, you know, we'll cook fresh here, either go out. Started to go out a little bit more the last couple of weeks, but now I don't know if they're going to start closing stuff back up again or not. Know which way to turn. It's okay one day, the next day, not a quarter of a step here. I hope it's not anybody. I think this, you know, restricted people. Some of the restaurants have still got like every other table open, but most places seem to have plenty of servers right now. After they stopped some at Texas and pulling, a lot of them started coming back in. At least a couple of times we haven't noticed having to wait longer, and the food's been good when we have gone out.
Notice anywhere that doesn't have enough employees in the fast food industry or restaurant industry, get over to fast food and they don't have enough, but that's normal because they try to run on such a shoestring budget anyway.
Yeah, most of the fast food places around here, they don't have any. Several of them don't have any indoor dining at all. It's not because of anything other than they don't have enough people. And a couple of places just got maybe two people working in the whole place, and so it's kind of slow getting stuff if you go to one of those places. But McDonald's seems to be open okay, but even then, I generally have to wait every time I go if I get in and pick up anything for the grandkids or, you know, something for us every once in a while. We don't go very often anyway. But, yeah, I gotta get my Honda serviced sometime in the next few weeks, and I'm curious to see how far out they'll go before they schedule me an oil change.
So a lot of the repair shops I visit, they're backed up and can't find help. Pretty much everyone I go to is looking for somebody.
I schedule one. I had to go out about 2 weeks or so, maybe. But I'm gonna go ahead and schedule. I'm not behind or anything, but I gotta get my tires rotated and oil changed, which I try to do about every. I try to get my tires rotated no more infrequently than about 7,500. But I do know oil. I used to do an oil change about 5 or 6. I think they'll go longer than that. But that's just kind of a habit with me.
Set mine up on 5,000 mile oil changes. That way it was easier. 5,000. I didn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, when I do my oil change, I get my tires rotated too. And, but it's kind of odd. Sometimes some of these things are, you know, showing you don't need to replace the oil filter when you change your oil. And I thought, hey, that's what I always did. Is that something new, or is that just, or is that just an issue, or something to do with synthetic oil that they're using?
They're trying to go longer on oil, and they're trying to do that to keep the cost of ownership down so they can say they have a cheaper cost of ownership for the first year or 2 years. And that's what a lot of that no maintenance stuff is. That's why they're extending oil changes and all that mess. The problem with doing that is they're going to this variable cam timing, and you've got smaller passages, and people are using cheaper oils and filters, and it just doesn't work. That's why you have a lot of problems out of that area.
I think they changed both mine whenever they've done. I've asked them to. That's just something I've always done. It's not that much more expensive. And, you know, it's not, the synthetic oil is expensive, but, you know, I haven't been a big fan of it, but, you know, that's just, I guess they do that synthetic, that zero synthetic stuff. So I guess they do that and get more get the EPA mileage up higher, I guess.
That's what a lot of it boils down to. The lower weight is less drag on the engine, so therefore better fuel economy. Just all around trying to improve things, but I think they've gone a little too far. I know GM, when I was working with them, they went 15,000 miles on the oil change. If you went by the light or the service monitor in the dash, they had to send out a revision to reprogram the vehicles and bump it back down to 7,500.
it comes out at about 5,000, because I don't put too many miles on a car anymore, so mine usually has both of them, you know, filtering oil and tire rotation at 5,000, so that's, I'm sure it's got more, it has much to do with it, with the time, length of time it's been in is the mileage with that one. But it works out okay for me. Like I said, it's not that often. I probably don't, you know, I don't drive 5,000 miles. Guys, maybe 4 or 5 months.
Say that some days. I think I do that in about a month.
Working for a living, that's what I was doing. I do about 60,000 a year. And I always get a good lifespan out of my vehicle, so could I change it with 5 and rotate the tires and get good tires on it too. And I never really had any trouble. Man, I put a lot of miles on both my Toyotas, and this Honda doesn't, well, the older Honda doesn't have that many miles on it, but it's been, we've been changing it every 5,000 or, you know, about once every 6 or 8 months, you know, just to, you know, keep fresh oil in it, because we don't drive it that much either. But the new Honda, I change it every 5,000 right now. And it, like I said, it pops up on the screen right around 5,000. It doesn't, it won't let me go to 7,500. I really don't want to go that long anyway. Not with that. I just don't, you know, that low viscosity oil, I'm just not real thrilled. I'm not thrilled about it, but I don't know what it'd do if you went to a higher viscosity, you know, go to 520 or whatever. You know, I think they use 020 or something like that in this one, but I'm not a big fan of that, and you know, it does, you know, the, I had a Subaru one time, that Subaru, that thing would, it did call for that synthetic 0-20, that thing, it would, it's like a daggum Harley Davidson, it'd leave an oil puddle wherever it went.
Things do is stick with whatever they recommend, I can tell you that much. Don't go varying from that, because they expect that easy to run on that oil for a reason.
Yeah, just stick to whatever they say. That way, you know, they can, you know, say do something different on it and cause a problem with it. But my cord has been really good. I mean, it's done, so far it's been real good. I'm concerned about all the electronics on it, but it's, I think the last 10,000 miles I've averaged about 35 miles a gallon, which is not bad at all for a four-cylinder non-hybrid.
Pretty good.
It's better than the other car is. It's a turbocharged, but I'm kind of light on gas anyway. That makes you sound like you might be breaking up a little bit more out where you moved around and the storm's coming through or what. Good afternoon. You have a great weekend. Talk to you later. Hope the power gets back on soon. N4DJC clear.